Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 22nd, 2023. We're going to talk about something that nobody wants to talk about. And I got a wonderful little email from a gentleman named Kerry. He did not tell me where he lives, but that's okay. No problemo. Anyway, he talks about this whole idea of what I talk about as self-examination. And he doesn't like that term. He doesn't like self-examination. And he says, I listen to everything you teach, but I am hesitant due to the fact that I do not want to do any kind of self-examination, as you call it. I don't think it's necessary. Do you have to drudge up all the shit to begin in a spiritual practice? Kerry. Blah, 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 blah. Well, eventually you all have to. You may not have to right now. You may want to begin your practice, but it's going to be arduous and difficult if you're doing it for the sake of just trying to ignore what has happened, what has gone on in your life, what your life has been all about. It's going to be difficult, and it is going to be arduous because you won't understand why it is difficult for you to meditate. You won't understand. You also will not understand compassion and forgiveness, mercy, the big generosity package that I talk about with people all the time. You just won't understand it. It won't make any real sense to you. You'll probably look at it and think, I don't need to do all that. Nobody wants to do all that. I mean, who wants to look at themselves and see what their true motives were, what their true actions were really all about? People don't want to know those things. That's just not in the menu. So, you know, we all have to face what we've done. We all have to look at it and realize we know not what we do. We don't have to be filled with guilt and shame about it. That is a luxury, if you want to call it that, that you can have if you so desire. If it's important to you to condemn yourself, well, then do it. And if you can't do the self-observation thing without condemning yourself, there's going to be a problem in your practice. There's going to be a big problem because you won't be able to focus and concentrate, because through self-hatred, you're going to discover that there are many emotions and passions and memories attached to them that you will regret, that you will see, you know, just weren't kind or considerate even at the least. So if you're going to begin a practice, if you really, Kerry, if you're really interested in doing it, you're going to really have to sit down with yourself and not insulate yourself with alibis and beliefs that it wasn't your fault. It's not a matter really of fault the way I look at it. It's just a matter of I know not what I do. Now, when I look at it from the point of view that I really did a lot of things not realizing the consequences of them, how that would affect not only others but myself, and the people I care about and love down the line, then you have something significant to work upon. But if you only are living your life according to your emotional genre, and you think that that's just the way it is, and the bromide that you take to get all this down is being passive towards what you've done and trying to hide it from yourself, it'll squeak out other places in your life, and you're going to look at it and go, where did that come from? How come I'm feeling that way? Most people don't feel very worthy of the life that they live. And what I mean by that is I really should say the life they want to live, the life that they envision for themselves. And they want to be healthy, wealthy, and smart, not wise. If you were wise, you wouldn't want to ignore what's going on within. Everybody wants things quick, fast, and in a hurry. So with all that being said, that's why there are so many great difficulties in spiritual awakening. Nobody wants to look at it. Millennials don't want to look at anything. They just want what they want, and they believe that you should live for now and get everything you can now until blackout time, your death. So I don't know what I could ever say to get you to see the value of self-observation. I don't think I would have anything to say that would help you with self-observation. I think the only thing that would work for you is you need to probably have the whip to the marrow of the bone. Buddha talked about the three types of racehorses: the one that needs the whip to the marrow of the bone, the one who needs it merely to the skin, and of course the greatest racehorse, the one that needs only the shadow of the whip. I don't think I could ever get across to you that the fact that everything we do follows us in this lifetime, in this world, to our next world. But it's convenient to think that that world does not exist, that there is no other world. And if you think in terms of living your life via the ignoring of the other shore, the other world that you're going to enter into, then so be it. I'm not going to change anything in your life by listening to these little podcasts. You're going to have to immerse yourself in something authentic. And to do that would require know thyself. Know what you're capable of. Know what you're doing. Know where it comes from. Try to understand the biology. Don't just live your life, you know, ramshot, just doing this, that, and the other, not knowing, wait a minute, what are the consequences? What am I doing to myself? Am I sealing myself off in a little cocoon of my own doing, my own beliefs, my own genetic assumptions, my presumptions, genetically inclined? Is that what I'm going to do? I'm just going to live my life according to the matter of impulse that I have, emotional impulse? Well, for a lot of people, that's the way it is. And it never gets any better, and that's the problem with it all. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't really mature us. Inner maturity is a very interesting thing. Do we ever really mature? Do we get past the jealousy, the pride, the vanity? Or do we just encapsulate ourselves in those things and think that's good enough for now? That's the way it should be. That's the only way it can be. It takes too much effort and time and all of that other good stuff to do anything different. So, Carrie, do you have to drudge it up? It will come up. You don't have to drudge it up. It will come up if you're in an authentic practice. If you're not, if you're just doing the affirmation thing, or you're just accepting some philosophy that you think gives you the right not to look at yourself with any kind of self-examination, then you're not going to get all this. It's going to happen one way or the other. Even as I work at hospice, working with people who are dying, it comes up there. It comes up all the time. I wish I hadn't done this. I have a lot of regrets. I wasn't a great father or a great mother, blah, blah. I hear it all. And it's a confession. And at the end of people's lives, that's all they have are these little small confessions. So you got to ask yourself, what is it that I want for the rest of my life? What is it I want to look at? What is the gravitas of my living? Do I want to expand? Do I want to go further? Do I want to live love and let it live me? Or do I just want to talk about it and think of it to myself, well, I'll get away with it or deal with it later? There is no later in this lifetime. I'm out of here. Carrie, thank you for your beautiful question. I hope I helped. And As always, I sent you my phone number. If I can be of any service to you, always know I'm there. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.